This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 19th, 2022. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and as of every week, I've got a lot of news and information I'm going to cover. I've got the Project Veritas FDA executive Christopher Cole video we're going to be playing. That is if that's news to you, which probably this audience it's not, that is a must hear, which again, it should be jaw-dropping to maybe normies out there, but this audience should be saying, aha, well, we knew all along, we were correct. Got some Tucker Carlson on the truckers. We're going to be leading off with that, and then I've got a Mark Dice video on propaganda. And also, just while I'm mentioning Mark Dice, there's also another video I was going to play, but I had to make a choice, on white privilege, where he's getting signatures to raise taxes just on white people. Really interesting. You can go and check that one out for yourself. I meant to say this last week, but I didn't. I was out, 2 weeks ago today, and I have found it interesting. Now when I'm out, there's people that actually email. I will accept it as a form of flattery, but actually email me because they're so mad that I don't have time to respond to a lot of these emails. But I find that fascinating that people react in such a manner. But hey, we all do the best we can. I had a situation that just couldn't be helped 2 weeks ago. So I feel stressed. Like there's so much information to get out in such a short amount of time, but and I hate to do it, but here shortly I'm going to be throwing Mike Adams under the bus, and under the bus shall Mike Adams go. Like I say, I kind of hate to do it because, he puts out a lot of good information, but when I get to under the busing Mike Adams next hour, I'll be taking phone calls. You guys can agree, disagree, or throw me under the bus if you prefer. Whatever, we will see how the audience reacts to that one. But let's get started. This is from needtoknow.news. Now, that's G. Edward Griffin's website, if in case anyone out there was unaware of that, which is really doing a good job. Convoy chaos. Organizers arrested. Dogs threatened. Accounts frozen. And government sued. Now, several years ago, it's been a long time ago. I don't know, probably 7 or 8 years ago, under the bum, Barry Satoro, I was saying that the mask had come off. I don't know, maybe the mask had not come off back then, but it damn sure has now. Turdo, the mask is off. The mask is completely off. There's no mask anymore, for sure. I don't know if I was incorrect back then or if I was prognosticating ahead of my time. I'm not sure, but the mask is completely off. Listen to this. Chris Barber and Tamara Litch, key protest organizers of the Freedom Convoy, were arrested. Canadian Deputy Prime Minister Christina Freeland said that financial institutions have been freezing the accounts of people linked to the protest. Freeland further threatened that those who have their big rigs on the streets will see their insurance canceled and their corporate accounts suspended. Persons arrested with their dogs may lose them as the government will consider the pets relinquished after 8 days. Is the mask off of this pure scum that's framed itself that they care so much about your health, which is completely laughable, that the government of Canada, the United States, or any of these Western nations like France with Macron, the former Rothschild banker, care so much about. Well, we know this audience. I know I get worked up and I'm preaching to the choir, But this is their gigantic step to creating a digital currency in collusion with a vaccine passport to enslave humanity while at the same time genociding and depopulation agenda goes forward. And what is amazing to me that these ignorant, stupid, dumbasses out here in society, a large part of them has went along with it, but it looks like they won't be long for this world. Which is why now when I go bullhorn them, I don't warn them. I don't try to save them. I say, get it. That way we'll be rid of these ignorant dumbasses, and hopefully we'll be better off when the revolution comes, which apparently at some point appears to be inevitable. We'll get to the Ukraine too. Mainstream media reporters are harassing people from the hacked list of donors from the Give, Send, Go Freedom Convoy. Friends. All these people have been, you know, they've been doxxed. And, I mean, you know, the hypocrisy is just off the chart, which I know exposing hypocrisy doesn't do anything. But here you've got Turdo, who knelt with Black Lives Matter, condoned the rioting for well over a year throughout cities all over the world, because, you know, it was taking place in other countries other than America with Black Lives Matter, over unobtainable racial equality, supposedly. And then a peaceful protest that's just opposing vaccine mandates. And crimes actually went down in Ottawa while the truckers has been there, statistically. And he's going to invoke emergency powers and try to bankrupt and wreck these people's lives for opposing the government narrative, the tyranny. That's where we're at. And people are going to be forced to have to take sides. Those of you, not maybe not you specifically in this audience, but your family members, I'm sure, are going to be they're going to have to pick sides. Either kneel. You can't conform your way out of tyranny. You can't comply your way out of tyranny. It's impossible. You have to resist, and people's going to have to take sides. They're going to have to lose their jobs, like these truckers, you know, like the healthcare workers have done here in this country. People are going to have to take sides. And this right here is a real window of insight into the scum and the filth that is ruling over us. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act, which is essentially martial law and has never been used before. They didn't use this after 9/11. They didn't use this when a Muslim terrorist, I think, had broken into their parliament. It is allowed only in emergencies, in critical situations that seriously endanger the lives, health, or safety of Canadians. The peaceful protests are not an emergency. This is coming from needtoknow.news. Trudeau has revoked protesters' civil liberties and has authorized men with automatic weapons to haul them to jail. Under martial law, the government may now seize dissidents' bank accounts. Going forward, Justin Trudeau will regulate all crowdfunding and cryptocurrencies under the Terrorist Financing Act. The Canadian government now considers donating to a civil rights movement a form of terrorism. Think about that now. Just donating. How far can that go? And you know, the puppet masters that run Buffoon Biden are probably salivating at bringing this here, where anyone that donates to anything that opposes this masked off, straight up satanic cabal of tyranny will be done just like the Freedom Convoy truckers. The Canadian government now considers donating to a civil rights movement a form of terrorism. A critic noted that the powers authorize banks to freeze individuals' accounts based only on suspicion. Yeah! Without a court order and without any legal immunity. So, you know, that is where we're at. And Glenn Beck covered some Glenn Beck. I'm sorry. Tucker Carlson covered some of this. I want to play audio two, please, Sam. Tucker Carlson earlier in the week.
So Justin Trudeau ended democracy in Canada. He declared martial law this week. The irony is he seems to be losing control of Canada, thank God, and he's becoming more desperate by the day. Just today, a conservative member of parliament challenged Trudeau on his declaration of martial law in the country. And in response, Trudeau accused her of standing with Nazis.
Conservative Party members can stand with people who wave swastikas. They can stand with people who wave the Confederate flag. We will choose to stand with Canadians.
So we don't know the member of parliament he was talking to. We believe she's Jewish, though. Probably not a Nazi sympathizer. Meanwhile, Justin Trudeau's government has been carrying out their threat to seize the bank accounts and cryptocurrency wallets of anyone who criticizes Justin Trudeau. Yeah, just a democracy. By the way, our State Department has said nothing about this. As democracy ends and tyranny reigns in our closest ally in the world, Joe Biden's State Department has said not one word. Because Hungary's dangerous. Man, they're dishonest. Canada's government, just banned 34 crypto wallets tied to the Freedom Convoy. Trudeau's allies, the media, of course, have been very busy helping him. They've been harassing anyone who dared to donate to the truckers. Today, the Washington Post, owned by the world's richest man, began contacting people who donated as little as $40 to the convoy. Can you imagine? That's not journalism. It's an incitement to violence, among other things. Then a reporter at the Ottawa Citizen called Ellison Ma, exposing the identity of a cafe owner who dared to donate $250 to the convoy. Now that owner is receiving threats and she had to close her business. This afternoon, Ilhan Omar, to her credit, tweeted this, quote, "I failed to see why any journalist felt the need to report on a shop owner making such an insignificant donation than to get them harassed. It's unconscionable and journalists need to do better." So Ilhan Omar is generally pretty loathsome, but when she says something that is true, we're going to give her credit for it. Because unlike the Las Vegas Sun, we're not liars. Victor Davis Hanson is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. He joins us tonight. Professor, thanks so much for coming on. So the Washington Post cheering on and making possible the harassment of small dollar donors to a truck driver convoy. What do you make of this?
I think they're inadvertently doing their best to sort of make a Tiananmen Square scene where they're in the tank and the truckers are the citizen that says, come on. And I don't think they intended to make this a fault line or to be iconic. But what's happened, Tucker, is that the truckers have been iconic of this fault line throughout the middle of North America. And on one side, you have these people who are muscular and they brave the weather and they're out there with COVID and they're bringing our food and our building materials and our fuel. And they're opposed, on the other hand, by this Zoom class who's profited enormously, pretty much in safety due to these truckers and people like them. And yet the truckers tend to have the pragmatic, because they're in the real world, they have to deal with real things and they have greater common sense. So they look at Omicron and they say this natural virus is in its descendants. It's more infectious, but it's not as lethal. So people are getting herd immunity. It's on the wane. It's time to let up. And after all, we're in our trucks by ourselves. And they give all these practical reasons why you should listen to them. And the government has no answer. And yet they're the government of knowledge and the intellect, and they can't answer them. And then the truckers are also saying, you know, this fault line's more than us. It's about the fundamental principle of Western jurisprudence, and that's a symmetrical application of the law. And when there was protest all through North America, Canada too, BLM, Antifa, they had no masks. They even went, our healthcare professionals, over 1,000 said that BLM didn't have to wear a mask out in the front. And so everybody understands that the Trudeau government was for the BLM and Antifa. And they were against people like this, and they had no rational, systematic fairness, and that truckers are bringing that up. And ultimately, I don't think Trudeau is going to win this. Even the optics are bad. He has a pajama boy persona, and these people are wonderful people. They're practical people, and they're empathetic. And I think eventually, Trudeau's going to lose. And it's really a referendum on this ongoing cultural struggle that we're having in this country. Against an entrenched bureaucratic elite and the corporations, Silicon Valley, the media versus the average person that has nothing other than common sense and popular support.
That's exactly right. He's a monster and a dictator, and I think all normal people are rooting against him fervently. Yeah. Professor, thank you so much for that.
All right, so there you have it. I mean, what's interesting about that is Tucker Carlson does have a huge audience. I know there's people in this audience that don't care for him. But that's going out to normies. And here's the thing. This mask is off so much that it used to be, unfortunately, but apparently from my history and having done this for so long, you know, the RBN audience could see right through this kind of stuff, you know, obviously. But when we go to the calls, some of the best information and pearls of wisdom comes from the callers. But it was hard for the normies. They couldn't, you know, my family couldn't connect these dots. Frustrated me. I always, when I think about that, it reminds me of the things that Alan says on Sunday morning with his family. But now it's so in your face. Your face is being rubbed into it so hard that everybody can see it. But I wanted to do this story, and it'll fit here before we come up on the break. You know, what did Tucker lead off with there? Nazis. This is one of the latest stories on naturalnews.com. I'm just going to read the headline. I might read a little bit of it. But this is Mike Adams. This is February 18th. The Nazis weren't defeated. They went underground and now run Canada and the world, pushing eugenics and depopulation agendas aligned with Adolf Hitler. And it just blows my mind. World War II's been over for 77 years. It ended in 1941, in the year 2022. You cannot. If someone had the time or some AI system to fact check this, Alex Jones can't do a show. I don't think he can do an hour of a show without invoking Alex Jones. Adolf Hitler. It's constantly in your face all the time. Glenn, I'll change my view for a check. Glenn Beck. And I say that because those of us that remember when he was at CNN, it was a totally different Glenn Beck than when he went to Fox News. He changed his whole views on politics for a check. He hated Ron Paul at CNN. He loved him at Fox News. That's just a tiny example. If you listen to Sean the Pawn Hannity, I don't think he can do a three-hour show. He's on 3 to 6 Eastern without having to talk about Nazis and Hitler. It's everywhere you look. And I've got Roku and I watch some of these older shows like The Rockford Files. Oh, they're chasing Nazis. The Waltons had it on the other day. Constant being brought back up. And here, Natural News, the Third Reich never really ended. Although Hitler himself was destroyed, the Nazi regime simply went underground and has now morphed into the global movement of infiltration and influence that now is emerging as globalism. Well, Mr. Adams, I see that nothing more than gatekeeperism. I see that as nothing more than fake propaganda. Because, Mr. Adams, why don't you write your next article on Natural News? And why don't you tell us what Nazi owns Facebook? What Nazi owns NBC, ABC, CBS, MTV, Disney, Google, the New York Times? Is the CEO of Pfizer, Mr. Borla, is that a Nazi? What about the CDC? What about the Attorney General? What about the Secretary of State? And on and on and on. It's these same people, and Tucker Carlson's one too, that's always pushing China. China, 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 China. Alex Jones as well. But last time I looked, China didn't own Facebook, NBC, ABC, CBS, MTV, Disney, Google, New York Times. There wasn't the CEO of Pfizer or the CDC or the Attorney General or the Secretary of State. So how about a little semblance of some truth and reality, Mr. Adams? Back in a moment.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We're back on the alternative media, appearing in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist. I wanted to throw this in. I was watching the NBC Nightly News the other night with Lester Cuckold, and they had on Andrea Mitchell, and I think she has almost made the full-blown transformation to Reptilian or Sleestak from the Land of the Lost, you know, Alan Greenspan's wife. You know, people think they're going to bypass the fiat and support any kind of just cause with Bitcoin, maybe better think again. RT.com ran the story this week. The U.S. Department of Justice announced on Thursday the creation of the FBI's Virtual Asset Exploitation Unit. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, who also named Prosecutor Yung Choi as the first director of the National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Team, said that the new unit would dedicate itself to analyzing virtual transactions and seizing currency. thought to be involved in a crime. We are issuing a clear warning to criminals who use cryptocurrency to fuel their schemes. Now, you remember GoFundMe was seizing the money, and it was millions that was going to the trucker convoy and was going to give it to leftist causes. But I think DeSanto in Florida put a stop to that. The authorities in Canada have told cryptocurrency exchanges to cease transactions with addresses they said were linked to the ongoing Freedom Convoy by the anti-vaccine mandate truckers. Now, note, of course, they didn't do that when it was Black Lives Matter burning down cities. The order from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, we should always leave Royal off that. The order from the Canadian Mounted Police began circulating on social media early on Wednesday, with the local media saying that its authenticity had been confirmed. A total of 34 electric wallets have been blacklisted, including 29 Bitcoin addresses. The order reportedly stated that any information about a transaction or proposed transaction in respect of these addresses is to be disclosed immediately to the Unroyal Canadian Mounted Police. The backers of the convoy have already totaled 21 BTC, worth about $1 million for the cause. So here you see, you know, a concerted effort to eliminate the ability for peaceful protest, which, you know, constitution, freedom of assembly. I know Canada's not under our constitution, but hell, we're not either, right? At least not like we should be. And so, I mean, this is just a complete window of insight into the real mindset, into the real character of the evil that is governing these Western nations. And it's no different in America. I mean, we've seen the two-tier justice system. I'm going to get into, if I have time, the Durham Report. I really do wish that I was back to where I had an hour to do news, an hour to do interviews, an hour to take phone calls, because there's so much. The Durham Report, as you know, showing, I can just summarize this, that absolutely the Hillary Clinton campaign was spying on Trump. And I know that people like Sean DePaul get all excited, like there's going to actually be some accountability. I'll believe it when I see it. I've been vindicated for all these years saying there'll be nothing will come of Comey, Clapper, Stroke, Hillary, the Seth Rich murder, Pizzagate, Podesta. I mean, I could just go on and on and on and on and on and on. I mean, we could get all the way back to Vince Foster, however far back you want to go. There's never any accountability for the left. But, you know, they'll railroad Roger Stone or whatever. But anyway, I just wanted to get that in quick. I'm going to touch a little bit on what's going on in the Ukraine, because it seems like, you know, it looks like the policy of the United States is back to that start the war to save the peace. You know, it's not that they harp on the mainstream media about, oh, Russia has put its troops on its border. Well, hell, you don't say jack when Israel puts its troops on its border. Any other country in the world, France can put its troops on its border. It's their border. They can do what they want to on their border. You know, that doesn't mean anything. But of course, this is all used by the mainstream lapdog prostituted media in America to justify whatever false flag event, and I've got it right here, the Daily Beast. A kindergarten in Ukrainian-controlled territory took a direct hit from artillery fire by Russian-backed separatists early Thursday. And of course, they were showing that on the news. That was an interesting kindergarten. There was no desk, no chairs. There was a painting on the wall that looked like it was done about the time World War II ended. But of course, it's a kindergarten. Now, next, it'll be a hospital. You know, probably a children's hospital, right? Or maybe a pill factory like Bill Clinton. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Fam. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number and any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
I hear the sound in a metal way. I feel the power rolling out the stage. 'Cause only one thing really sets me free.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio running down the insane news of the week, really just chronicalizing the downfall of Western civilization if the people don't rise up and make a stand. So the kindergarten in the Ukraine was hit. That was on NBC Nightly News last night. Man, don't it make you wonder, where is old Slick Willie? Haven't seen much of him. Of course, haven't seen much of Jared Kushner. Either, right? So the attack comes as tensions have reached a boiling point amid growing fears of a Russian offensive. Yeah, they had bumbling buffoon Biden on, and he was saying the attack is imminent. You know, he had said it was going to be February 16th, but it didn't happen. So maybe Putin will just keep making a fool out of him. I mean, that's really child's play at this point with Biden being such a willing participant to make a fool out of himself. And they had Kamala Harris. She was somewhere saying, we stand with our allies. Of course, she's wearing a mask, which in her case is certainly an improvement. But I wish that New Zealand lady that's making everybody wear a mask, and I've got the story, I doubt we'll get to it, but turning the sprinklers on the protesters over in New Zealand, It'd be nice if she would wear a mask, and she maybe could get one from a veterinarian that primarily works on horses. RT, Russia is preparing to launch an invasion of the Ukraine in the coming days, is planning a real false flag attack, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, claimed at the UN Security Council meeting on Thursday. So isn't it interesting that all of this, I mean, we just go around everywhere, attack, attack, oh, they're going to attack. And after we have no credibility. I played the clip last week where they were saying in the State Department that, you know, it was a false flag with crisis actors, which is really interesting. They were called out for it, you know, if you listened last week. Blinken also claimed Russia intended to manufacture a pretext for attacking, though the U.S. did not know what form it would take. So whatever happens over there, myself and this audience will be keeping a real eye on, because, well, no one, the American people don't trust the American government or the media anymore. They've lost all credibility long ago. The world does not, and yet they parade themselves out and act like that when they speak this foolishness, that someone somewhere is taking it as the gospel. And they've become their own laughable joke. It's quite amusing. So, all right. Now, this is interesting. Of course, this is just another window of insight into the lapdog prostituted media we got in America. This is coming in from 100%fedup.com, a really good website. Yesterday, shocking audio released by Project Veritas that exposed the FDA for lying to the American people about the COVID-19 vaccine, something RBN hosts have been saying for years now, and many others. Other websites like Tony's VaccineHoax.com, other hosts of other networks, BitChute, Rumble, you name it. FDA Executive Officer Christopher Cole, who plays a leading role in making sure the vaccines are safe for use by the American public, admitted that an annual COVID booster is certain to happen. Cole went on to admit that the primary reason for the booster is not health and safety of Americans, but a profit motive by the pharmaceutical companies. He says the reason it hasn't been revealed to the American public yet is to prevent the backlash by the American citizens. Project Veritas reports. Now, you can go to BitChute and look this up, and maybe YouTube too. I'm not sure which one I sent Sam, but there's two videos, and they're both about 7 or 8 minutes apiece, but there's one that kind of condenses it down much shorter, and I'm going to play it. So, Sam, let's play audio one, please.
As possible. So you have to get an annual shot. I mean, it hasn't been formally announced yet. They don't want to, rile everyone up.
The drug companies, the food companies, the vaccine companies, so they pay us hundreds of millions of dollars a year to hire and keep the reviewers to approve their products. If they can get every person required at an annual vaccine, that is a recurring return of money going into their company.
So how do you know it's already getting approved?
Well, they're not going to, just from everything I've heard, they're not going to not approve it.
Meet Christopher Cole, an executive officer at the FDA with over 20 years' experience, who claims to be directly involved in the approval process of the various COVID vaccines.
I think what's going to happen is it's going to be a gradual thing. School's going to mandate it.
Why do they need the third one?
Well, the same reason that you or I would need the third one. So the three will bolster your system. And then there will be an annual, eventually an annual, just like the flu shot.
For the toddlers?
Well, for everyone.
Okay, so the toddlers too then. We'll have to get it
probably.
Okay.
I don't completely agree with the process.
What do you mean you don't agree with the process?
Well, I mean, they don't have all the tests aren't there. So I agree with the thing that it is important to inoculate them. But you can't provide the parent as much a surety as you normally want to. It's an EUA for all age groups, all designations, and then you have to get approved by specific age groups based on the study.
Do you think it's really an emergency for the toddlers?
Well, they're all approved under an emergency. The efficacy data doesn't have to be as high. The standard is on emergency use authorizations is that it does more benefit than harm.
I thought their cases weren't that high for 6 months to 4-year-olds.
They're not, but it, because it's related to COVID, it's under that approval process.
So how about that? That gives you a little bit of flavor of the whole 15 minutes. But, I mean, you know, that's not jaw drop for this audience. We all knew this. They're raking in the millions. They're messing up the immune system of the people all over the world. This audience has seen the videos of the people falling over at sporting events, athletes. There's been a lot of news media falling over while, you know, being taped, all of them. Having had the clot shot, I played the audio, I guess it was last week, where the embalmer was saying all of these blood clots he'd found in the legs. Here locally, as I've told you guys, people, especially older people, maybe having some cognitive issues, getting these boosters, their cognitive issues worsen quite a bit. I mean, the data, the information is off the chart. But yet, if you won't take the clot shot in Canada, well, you're going to lose your truck. You're going to lose your livelihood. You're going to have your bank account froze. And we're going to take your dog. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm here to tell you what. There's a lot of things you can do. You try to take my dog, I'll shoot your ass. I don't care at all the consequences. Nobody's going to take my dog. I actually been tried one time before by the dog catcher in Iredell County Sheriff's Department, and they didn't get my dog. But what kind of cold-blooded piece of pure scum filth you would have to be to try to use taking people's dogs away because they're exposing your tyrannical, insane, political, nation-wrecking, genocidal agenda. Well, that's where we're at. So those of you that's road defense, it's going to be time to get off because it's coming, and I know I've made this prediction again, and I'll make it one more time. It looks like they're all backing off. Yeah, they're getting some pushback. They're bullies. They're backing off. And spring's right around the corner. What are we, about a month or so away from spring and summer? And listen to this. If you watch the Super Bowl or any part of it, I tuned in. I wanted to see if the people in the stands were watching wearing masks. And they weren't. At least 95% of what I saw, they wasn't wearing masks. And actually, while I was watching, they cut to a bunch of celebrities like Jay-Z or whatever. None of them was wearing masks. But yet, you're supposed to, on the next day, Monday, put mask on your children for them to go to school when you just watch however many people fit into the Los Angeles Coliseum where they played the Super Bowl. What was it, hold 40,000, 50,000 or something? I have no idea. But you're supposed to wear a mask. I mean, it's complete absurdity. You don't have to be the sharpest tack in the box to see this hypocrisy. And for us to believe that they care so much, I mean, it's so obvious that there's a bigger agenda. There's so obvious that there's something else afoot here. And part of what is afoot is this story right here. Earlier this month, the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, in collaboration with the Massachusetts Institutes of Technology, that's MIT, unveiled its first attempt at designating an electronic form of cash. Researchers claim the system can settle the vast majority of payments in less than 2 seconds, handle more than 1.7 million transactions per second, and operate around the clock. The Boston Fed is collecting public feedback, like it gives 2 cents what the public has to say. And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome H. Powell claims it will only proceed with congressional authorization. Well, Congress is their lapdog little prostitute, so that's that's a rubber stamp at any given time. So So, I mean, this is where they're taking us. That's what this whole COVID hoax, or one of the many facets, I won't say the whole thing, one of the many facets of the wet dream come true for the globalist scum, are riding this COVID hoax to their complete totalitarian agenda being fulfilled. And so with that said, my prediction is that somewhere between now and probably not right now, but later this summer, or maybe even when we get into fall, before the midterm selections, they're going to release something else that's going to be bad. And, you know, they if you faked off the last election with actually absolutely no consequences that I know of, if I'm incorrect, please let me know. I mean, yeah, people know about it, but nobody's doing anything about it, nor are they going to do anything about it, nor if the Republicans was to, if you were to have real elections and the Republicans were swept in 2022, I would bet the farm they won't do jack. They may pay some useless lip service. That's their MO. You know, that's what they do. That's all they do about the rigged election. But the globalists are not going to give up on this. It's not like this is just going to go away and it'll just be something that we remember in the past. I mean, they're still getting mileage out of 9/11. Hell, they're still getting mileage out of Hitler. Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, Mike Adams, all the rest. They can't have a broadcast unless they read the memo that they have to invoke Hitler every single broadcast, apparently. But anyway. They're not going to let go of this. They're wanting to take us to mandated vaccines. You just heard the FDA sellout trader saying a yearly COVID shot. And let me tell you, why would they do that? Because I can tell you there's a lot of people that can't maintain their job without the yearly flu shot. My mama was fired from a job for refusing the annual flu shot. And so then they want to tie this to a digital passport with all of your currency. We've all talked about this. It's not a surprise to anyone in this audience, but they're actually doing it now. It's no more talk. The globalists have made their move, and they're not going to back down unless the only way – and they won't back down just from a bunch of truckers flooding Washington, D.C. or Ottawa. It's going to take a whole lot more than that. I mean, we're seeing pushback at school boards and this and that, but it's going to have to be massive to overturn the power of this pedophile, satanic, evil cabal that frames this, that they care so much about your health, which is completely laughable. Like, Joe Biden cares so much about the American people. Tell that to the Americans left behind in Afghanistan. You know, we could go on and on and on and on and on. I went down a big long list last week, Northwood's document. You know, the real character of the federal government of the United States, which is sad. You know, it's sad that this is what we have, but this is what we've allowed. And look at the church. I mean, you've got so many different branches of society. Of course, the media, you know, we know is a lapdog prostitute. We know who owns the media. But couldn't you think that possibly in the face of just complete tyranny, where the government is telling you the liquor store can stay open, the strip club is essential, but the church has to close, that maybe, and I know a few pastors in this area had some backbone. But I know a whole bunch more that didn't. And of course, you know, I mean, they caved on everything along the way to getting here, like gay marriage. So I guess it's no surprise. But this is where they're going to be taking us. There's going to be more releases. It's not going to stop. They may back off for a while, but you can rest assured they came too far to give up. They've got too much. You know, I've heard a lot of hosts, not RBN hosts, but hosts on mainstream media, Bob Sachs or something that took over for Rush. I don't know their names. It's not very good, in my opinion. I mean, they really hit the vaccine mandate stuff, but I mean, you'll die waiting for them to tell you the truth of the Federal Reserve, right? They would never question 9/11 or anything like that. They're not going to talk about Seth Rich murder or, you know, any of this kind of truth. But you just hide and watch and see. This will continue because these globalists and these evil SOBs are all in. When we come back, Remington, $73 million payout over Sandy Hook. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Taking phone calls at the top of the hour. Back in moments.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Back on the Alternative Media Parent in the studio. I got two stories that I want to do before we go to the phones, so it may take me just a little bit into the top of the hour, but John, Patrick, Bruce, everybody stay put. GMA ran the story this past week. Remington Arms agreed Tuesday to settle liability claims from the families of five adults and four children killed in the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School. According to a new court filing marking the first time a gun manufacturer has ever been held accountable for a mass shooting in the U.S., Remington agreed to pay the family $73 million. Now, you may know Remington had already filed for bankruptcy. The settlement comes over 7 years after the family sued the maker of the Bushmaster semi-automatic rifle that was used in the 2012 mass shooting. Marketing weapons of war directly to young people known to have a strong fascination with firearms is reckless and as too many families know, deadly conduct. So this they sued. The gist of this is they sued over the way Remington marketed its product. Now, if you go back to Sandy Hook, and I know a lot of people you know, you, Professor Fetzer, I mean, we can go on and on. He wrote the book about it. I covered it when it happened. I know a lot of us have many, many doubts about the official story of Sandy Hook for darn good reason. But if you remember back, Lanza stole the guns from his mama that he shot and killed, who legally bought the guns. But the goal here is to bankrupt the arms industry. As I've said, and you know, I've covered the stories about how all of the bullet manufacturers are being bought up and being consolidated. So control and manipulation of the ability to obtain bullets, because if you don't have bullets, your gun is now a club. But I wanted to get that in because nobody's going to cover that. And nobody's going to cover this either, especially Lester Cuckold, because I watched to see if he did. And of course he did it. Washington Examiner ran the story. Yes, Hillary Clinton spied on Donald Trump while he was president. That's the headline, Washington Examiner. Special Counsel John Durham, who has been investigating the origins of the Russiagate hoax for the past year, confirmed in a court filing last Friday, as a week ago yesterday, that former President Donald Trump was illegally spied upon by associates of Hillary Clinton in order to delegitimize his election victory and presidency. Doesn't that sound like some sort of criminal activity? In the filing, which was obtained by the Washington Examiner, Durham said he has evidence that technology executive known to the former New Star senior vice president Rodney Joff worked with indicted Clinton campaigner lawyer Michael Sussman, echo, 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 to exploit internet traffic data and access dedicated servers for the executive office of the president of the United States. Joff then exploited this arrangement by mining the EOPs and DNS traffic and other data for the purpose of gathering derogatory information about Donald Trump. Filing says, now this is bombshell. This story right here, this is what they call bombshell. Lester Holt, none of the mainstream media other than a few talk radio hosts, like I did hear Glenn Beck. A lot of times I catch that on the way to work occasionally. It's not so bad. The Pawn Hannity, he covered it. But let me tell you what, when there is some accountability, I'll come to this microphone and we'll talk about it. Until then, what I've said for years stands. They will talk it to death. They might even investigate it. They might even have some congressional hearings. But in the end, the lapdog prostitutes won't do a damn thing about nothing. Coming up on a break, taking your phone calls after the top of the hour. Back in a moment.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.